Hey, everybody. Welcome to another first-run Bald Movie. Jim and Aaron are back with speaking in the third voice. Third person.
We got a review.
Fuck it. It's Toy Story 4. We went to see an animated movie at
Flea
Toys.
Off with a big old F-bomb on this
dropping
kid's movie.
F-bombs. It's TV MA, podcast MA.
Uh-huh.
I was nervous because this is an incredible act of hubris to take one of the classic trilogies and try to Indiana Jones Crystal Skull it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I don't know. It's been so long. But I think they did it. I think they did it. They nailed it. I was a fucking mess through the last 15 minutes of this movie. I had a thoroughly good time. there was a roller coaster of emotions because I was nervous, but then they immediately won me over in like the first 10 minutes. And then there's like a 15 minute sequence where I'm like, fuck this Forky guy. This is stupid. This is dumb. I don't get it. But he's just the MacGuffin for the gang to go around and talk about how much toys and kids are important. And there's a little bit of like emptiness kind of thing that Woody was dealing with Bo Peep. And they just found another lens of emotional truth and beauty to view the world with through the stupid prism of the toys and their geniuses. So
no, it's great. That's what has consistently impressed me with this series is, like you said, the different views they can take on what is fundamentally, you know, kind of silly concept, like, oh, the importance of toys to children.
Yeah.
But they always unravel an entire new layer to this thing. And I always come out of it going, man, that was fun. It was full of heart. It was everything I wanted a Toy Story to be. Toy Story 4 did it again.
The other thing is I thought they really went for broke with the animation. There is just some gorgeous things they do with light and shadow. And it's funny because Toy Story was kind of the thing that kicked this off. Like, I know there's other animated movies before, maybe even a feature length, but
it looked so much better than anything else.
Like, you compare compare the dog from the first movie, the cat in this one, you compare the humans, like all the things that, and I used to watch like all the DVD extra features, and everyone, you know, each movie the animator's like, oh, this is the time where we got a hero covered in hair, so we got to figure out hair this time. And it just gets more and more complex. And like now, it's like there's this one scene where you're looking at this like attic that's got sunlight streaming through it, and it's just hitting all these elaborate chandeliers. And I'm like, this is just gorgeous. So many great, and I just was marveling at like some of the, just the environments that they traverse through. Like, holy hell, someone actually put every little clump of dirt and bottle cap and Q-tip and dust bunny, and it's just gorgeous, and it's just so much fun.
It's all Unity assets. They just download the stuff off the net and just pop it in there.
They really really half-assed it. But I don't know, like, I'm just a sucker for this stuff. I love
the animation too, not just, you know, the visual style of it, but also like the movement is so good. Like, I was constantly impressed with the materials and how they so realistically render them. Like, Woody's movement is entirely different from the other characters. Yes. You know, Buzz kind of hops around because he's mostly plastic and he can't move that well. Like, it all makes a certain amount of sense with the materials these are made out of, just the way they move.
And when they get up to heroics, like, Woody's a badass in like a floppy ragdoll kind of way, and Buzz is badass in more of a fully articulated combat figure kind of way. And they also found another way to make Buzz Lightyear be diluted, but still kind of like funny and true to his character. Not like really diluted, but just, you know, because he's
always been a little dimmer than Woody.
He's been around the block, but I just love the way they continue to reinvent that. I really, because I remember me and Cecily were talking about it, because it seemed clear that like Bo Peep was going to have like a more of an action hero type of role.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecily's like, I don't, like, yeah, I guess I'm in favor of that, but like, how the hell?
I can't talk too much about it.
How the hell is this porcelain lamp doll going to become like an action heroine? And they have a compelling
reason.
Yeah. Like, You know, there's a lot of, like, kind of slightly unreal. Like, you have to believe that Porcelain can bend and flow,
sure.
and just yeah. even though she has no joints. But even then, like, I kept on every single time the camera would linger on Bo Peep, I would just marvel at, like, how amazingly Porcelain she looks.
Yeah,
like
the refraction on everything looks so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, like, you can tell, like, it's, like, a hand-painted thing, but it's yet it's alive and moving and emoting and... I just a great movie. It's so much fun to see all the cast ascend. I mean, everybody except for Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Jim Varney.
Jim. Yeah, everybody but him, of course, who's been not with us for a long time, was able to come back. There's a couple surprise voiced. Can we talk about that? Is that considered a spoiler?
I wouldn't, because I was so delighted by it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to spoil it for anybody
yeah.
who doesn't know. But yeah, there are some voice cameos that are real good.
There are.
I do think this is also a movie just for everyone, right? It's mm-hmm. for adults. It's for kids. It's for people of all races, people of all sexes. It's so... specific to like a feel, but not
yeah.
specific to a single experience.
Yeah.
That I don't know how they manage it, honestly.
It's
because
like pan wholesome.
Yeah. I mean, you were gonna, you know, talk about Bo Peep's whole arc here, and like how that could be sort of shoehorned in because, oh well, you know, it's the times, we got to do this thing. But none of it ever felt like
but
that.
But that's
in
what
I
mean. Essentially, like, but also like they already did it. Jesse is already a badass girl,
yeah. Yeah,
and
that's true.
You don't need like, you know. So like why? But yeah, it nothing of this thing feels really like forced.
No,
or,
it all feels so effortless, and uh-huh. yet I'm sure it was painstaking. To both, you know, break the story,
yeah.
to do the animation,
but just
to get
gumption
the feel
to
right.
Do it. I heard yeah. that they actually broke this story before Toy Story 3.
Huh.
Which is wild, and I'm trying to think about how this all tracks. Whether I would have preferred... No, I think I prefer it this way, because I'm like, man, it might have been fun if this was like the last hurrah with Andy and the gang, and then Toy Story 3 could just be... Toy Story 4, and it's like the actual finish and the handoff
yeah.
and all that. But like, I don't know that Woody's plot works without him going through the transition and being handed off from one child to the next.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there about that.
Yeah. Do you think
this is the last one?
I think it can certainly be the last
okay.
one.
Okay, as much as Toy Story 3
could have
been, yeah.
Just as Toy Story 3
felt
final and complete unto itself and like a nice period to it, this does too. But now that they have effortlessly got these toys out of the closet, dusting them off and have them dance. I guess the big question is, I don't know that... I don't want to get into spoilers. I don't know that they can have... They keep having reunions. Like if, a couple toys get lost along the way... it's not too brutal. You're going to feel good about it. But I don't know how they would keep inventing excuses for these. So it's like, if they bring back, it's either got a prequel, like something that's slotted in between. And I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah.
Or it's got to involve.
What if they did like an animated series?
They did. There was an animated Toy Story.
There
wasn't there?
Animated Toy Story series?
Maybe
I
there
never
wasn't.
Saw it.
Maybe I'm thinking of there was like these like 60-second shorts that were in between like
ABC
cartoon movie back in the, like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I remember those.
Right in the Toy Story 2 era. Maybe I'm getting confused.
This whole saga has been going on for 24 years.
It's
I looked
a
it up.
Long
1995.
Damn time, yeah.
It's a long time ago. Because I was thinking of some of the themes of this one, and I'm like, are the kids who saw this for the first time in Toy Story 1 now old enough to start thinking about the themes
oh,
of this? And I think they are.
I was 17.
They're really approaching it, yeah.
Yeah, I was 17, 18, and, like, watching this with my 12-year-old beside me was... like I said, I'm a mess. Jack asked me, he's like, you know, are you looking forward to this? I'm like, yeah. And he's like... and I forget how we got it. I was like... He asked me if I was going to cry at this one, and I'm like, probably, because like every other one I've like Toy Story 3, the last three like solid 30 minutes was just blah blah, but not, you know, not like the Notebook kind of crying, more of just kind of like, this is just so fucking amazing and beautiful and mm-hmm. sweet and touching and heroic, and
yeah,
I just all the feels. What else we want to say non-spoilery?
not too much. I feel like everybody knows they want to see this, right? Yeah. And just know that you won't be disappointed.
98% fresh on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who are the three bastards? Who are the three cold-hearted motherfuckers?
They got beat up in the parking lot on the way to they were abused toys, or maybe they abused their toys and they're feeling bad about it. I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's great.
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the Premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which given last weekend seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah well. Lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content plus ad-free feeds.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the four pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
Shall we talk about the trailers are just, it's fucking trash. It's a bunch of kid stuff. Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know. I think I saw like an extended Frozen 2 trailer.
Yeah, I saw the
with a little more of the plot.
Yeah, so like did we talk about Adam's
Lion
Family?
King. Adam's Family, I think so. I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, it's like whatever. Arctic Dogs, which my 12-year-old said this looks cringe. Like it's for 4-year-olds. Dora the Explorer.
Big new Dora trailer.
I actually have kind of... I don't think I want to see it, but I no longer think it's a bizarre, crazy, fucking stupid thing.
It is for kids, but...
It does feel a little like self-aware that it might be like approaching Jumanji too good.
I got a bit of a Jumanji vibe, but I think it was only the jungle.
Well, I just like the fact that like they address the fact that like Dora... It is the same Dora, and they actually have like this in-universe when she is like Dora the Explorer age and doing like staring at the camera and being like, this breakfast is delicioso. Can you say delicioso? And her parents are like, who is she talking to? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, as soon as they establish that, I'm like, okay, this movie is going to be self-aware. And now the deal is that she's grown up in high school and her it looked a little bit more interesting project. Still don't really care to see it, but I'm thinking.
No, I think it's a kid's movie.
No, but if you're I think it would be a hoot if you were a kid that grew up with Dora and you wanted to go back and see it as a late teen or maybe early 20 something.
How old is Dora? Dora maybe still on the air. I don't know.
I don't know. Like I got
out
of the.
It's been a few years since I've heard of her. But...
I got the little kids game when it was like Imagineers and the Little Einsteins. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. Spies in Disguise. Have you seen that one?
Maybe. Is this the one with Idris Elba as James Bond and who gets turned into a pigeon?
You think we got like whoever kept that from happening goddamn robbed us and they went and just decided to do it in a 3D and I'm like fucking totally like losing mind how cool this looks and they turn him into a goddamn pigeon?
Yeah, I was like, surely that is what they're going for, right? Yeah, Idris Elba, James Bond.
It's Will Smith and Tom Holland, who's super hot right now in animated movies. Yeah, I wish they'd stuck with just Idris Elba as a animated James Bond. Trolls World Tour. Did you see that one?
Yep, I did.
I saw Trolls because Jack was a kid, and it wasn't a bad time. It was pretty fun. It was good. I mean, this looks like a fun movie, but I just, whatever.
My girlfriend loves Trolls 1.
All right.
So although she wasn't huge on the Trolls Christmas thing. I think they did like a holiday thing.
Well, that's why I almost said watch. Trolls 2, but no, it's Trolls World Tour, and I'm not sure exactly how many Trolls are the movies there were, but
I don't know. I'm almost certain I will see this at some point, but not in the theater.
Then yeah, I got an extended thing of Frozen 2, which was essentially the Frozen sister trying to climb the unclimbable waves, and then they just did a traditional trailer after that.
Yeah.
You know, it's I like the first Frozen. Mm-hmm. It's funny because my niece, who is 10 now, and Frozen was her entire world. Mm-hmm. I asked her last time I went over. Of course, she's a little sass machine, and she likes giving the business to her uncle. But I asked, I say, Lorelai, you guys seen the trailer for Frozen 2? Are you excited? And she's like, oh, whatever. But then her baby sister, who's like 6, like, I loved it. So I don't know. Maybe maybe if you got a 4 to 9 year old child, because 10 year olds apparently over it.
10 year olds hate whatever their 6 year old sisters love.
That's what it for sure. I think you cracked the code, dude. Yeah. And then Onward from Pixar, which I was not interested in at all. But then again, there's only been like I think one Pixar movie that I thought was total garbage, and it was Cars 2. Everything else has been at least worth seeing. So, did you see this?
I think so. So
it's
many
Chris
of these
Pratt
animated.
And Tom Holland again, yep. And they're elves living in a kind of contemporary but fantastical world of unicorns and dragons and shit. And it's urban fantasy and it's Pixar. It
kind
could be cool.
Of funny. I don't know.
I like urban fantasy. It just nothing about this trailer grabbed me. But it's going to have an awesome cast. It's going to have great animation, and who knows if it's going to have a good story. And that is all the trailers that we saw, and none of them, I don't think, will be first-run bald movies. But I want to talk about spoilers, so let's do that. But first, if you want to hear us do spoiler takes of Toy Story 4 as well as all the other movies that we do on First Run Bald Movies, you got to be a club member. It's easy. Go to club.baldmove.com. You can preview all the bonus content. You can see the pitch. You can sign up tonight at club.baldmove.com.